And joining us now here on the program, very pleased to have a conversation with American Farmland Trust. And joining us now for that conversation with AFT, their Climate Initiative Director, Bianca Mobius-Kloon, is with us here. And Bianca, thanks so much for joining us here. Dr. Mobius-Kloon, I should say. Thank you for being with us on the program today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to talk about American Farmland Trust has rolled out their advanced soil health training, and this is something that very interesting, caught my attention in the news wires, and so I'm glad we could have a conversation about it here today. Can you give us some background on what AFT's advanced soil health training is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to offer it. It is about training influencers, so we're really looking to give farmers out there who are looking to adopt soil health practices, soil health management systems, we're looking to give them a network in their local area. We're looking to give them connections to a local mentor or more. And so this advanced soil health training is for farmers and ag service providers who are excited, who are engaged, who are already doing some of these practices, who both want to learn yet a bit more and connect with a cohort of other farmers who are in that space, other ag service providers who are in that space, and who also really have a passion for getting the word out and working with other farmers who have not yet implemented these practices to help them successfully implement soil health management systems, soil health management practices. So really exciting program. I'm actually bringing my colleagues. We've all worked together for over a decade. Brandon Smith and Dennis Chessman and Barry Fisher are the expert trainers that we have for this advanced soil health training. We all work together as part of the soil health division at NRCS. And now we are offering this training that is many, many years in development for a lot of the content. It has been very well integrated with NRCS and it's really core content, but taking it to the next level, really helping those producers and ag service providers understand both how to implement these practices, but also how to talk with folks about them, how to engage them in making that transition in a way that is safe, that is low risk, that gives them the cohort that people often need to feel like they can really take something like this on, because it's a really big shift for a lot of operations to change to these practices.
Well, and of course, with this training and the work you guys are doing at American Farmland Trust, it's all about soil health and taking care of our land and continuing good stewardship of the land by understanding and implementing a lot of these practices to better advance soil health, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and it's so exciting to be able to bring these groups together, because a lot of what's missing right now is a lot of farmers are hearing about soil health. They're excited about the idea of it, but how to actually get started and make that successful is tricky, right? And a lot of farmers don't have access to somebody who will really take the time to walk their fields with them, take the time to maybe take a look at their machinery and how to adapt it appropriately, to connect them with NRCS resources, to connect them with a lot of these new partnerships for climate smart commodities. I should say this program is attached to one of our multiple climate smart commodities projects that we lead and are working on at AFT. This particular project is led by TruTerra, which is the sustainability arm of Land O'Lakes. And we are a co-lead and partner on that project. And we're leading the advanced soil health training effort. And we're really looking to integrate that out into the landscape of ag service providers and farmers working together to make this what we like to call a new conventional agriculture. We were really hoping to change the face of agriculture at large. And what that's going to take is farmers having other farmers they can talk to, farmers having ag service providers who really understand soil health management systems and who can really work with them on adjusting the whole system to make it work for resilience, for reducing risk, for increasing yields or maintaining yields as we cut back on some of the inputs that may not be necessary, change the inputs to make it a more sustainable system. So a lot of really exciting opportunities for farm country out there, I would say.
Is it, to your point about understanding some of these different practices and the climate smart programs and more, would you say that's maybe the biggest challenge for right now is just for folks understanding and gaining some of this knowledge as we look to make some of these shifts in agriculture? Is that the biggest challenge right now anyway?
You know, that's a really good question. I think there's starting to be a lot of basic understanding of what the practices are and that there's a lot of farmers having success with them. I think there are social, economic, and technical hurdles that are part of this, right? So we have the technical hurdles of how do I even get started if somebody's interested? But there's also the social hurdles of if your dad and your grandpa and everybody down your line and your neighbor and everybody in your network is doing agriculture the way that we've done it for so long, it can be difficult to totally change what you're doing and not feel like you have the social support. And so part of what we're trying to get at here is to help people form a peer group in which they can explore these practices. They can safely try to test some of them out on maybe a backfield to start with in the first year and gain success at it and share that with their neighbors. I often liken it to the kind of transition that we went through, say, 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, I didn't have a cell phone. I was adamantly opposed. A lot of people didn't have cell phones. And today, everybody's walking around with a cell phone. And this is a little bit that for agriculture, right? I think we're in this transition phase where we're about to really take off. We've got a lot of innovators that have done it successfully. We're starting to get the early adopters really excited about adopting cover crops and no-till and potentially even biochar and having better crop rotations and integrating grazing and all these kinds of things. But we need to get to the middle adopters. And I think that part of how we do that is by building these peer networks. Part of how we do that is by helping people understand what the return on investment could be down the line when they adopt these practices. And AFT does a lot of really great work with soil health economic case studies. And we're building a soil health economic predictive calculator as well to make that available to farmers. And then there's the technical side of how do you actually put the practices on the ground. So there's a lot of interlocking barriers to adoption, and we're kind of trying to holistically address them through the work that we do at AFT and integrating that with our various partners who work in that space so that it's a lot of us all moving it forward. It can't just be one organization. We're really looking to do it broadly within the system, the agricultural community, with everybody at the table.
Well, this has been a great conversation. I know folks can learn more about American Farmland Trust and the Advanced Soil Health Training Program online, farmland.org. I know it's a great place to start. Bianca, before we let you go, anything final you would want to share, reiterate about the work you guys are doing when it comes to soil health here before we run out of time today?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to, first, for all of those listening out there, if you're interested in this program, we encourage you to find the Advanced Soil Health Training website at AFT. And we have a training happening in West Lafayette, Indiana. The first of four sessions will be this July. And we have another session that's going to get going July 30th in Raleigh, North Carolina, the first of four sessions. And we've got more of these trainings coming. So we really want you to apply. So please go to our website. And then more broadly, AFT, we're really looking to build, to catalyze a new conventional agriculture. We're really excited to work with partners, with farmers at large, and to really make a difference holistically in the system where we're looking at promoting sound farming practices, but also protecting land and also giving our next generation of farmers a viable agriculture, making sure that agriculture is diverse, that the people engaged in agriculture are diverse. So a lot of exciting work, and we really work kitchen tables all the way to the halls of Congress. So we love being in that interconnection space and bridging across all these different efforts to help make them all more viable. So really, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today and for having really great questions. And I hope everybody out there comes and looks us up.
Well, thank you for taking the time as well. I know things have been busy. And with that, we do appreciate American Farmland Trust Climate Initiative Director, Dr. Bianca Mobius-Kloon. And Bianca, thank you for being with us here today. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Jesse.